fine. Once when I was 7 years old, I sat on a banana. And of course, that changed my life.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and this is Deliberate Noise. For the next hour, I will be playing you tunes from Canada, America, Australia, and Serbia. We'll dive into some of the music recommendations that have been emailed to me. That's ninapanini1234 at gmail.com, as well as some shows going on this week that you should consider attending. First up, a track that I heard while I was in the car listening to CJSF, and I Shazammed it. This song is Fire. Actually, it's called Fire, by a band called Pearlycue from Calgary. Here's Fire on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to die. XTY makes me feel alive. XTY, XTY, XTY is not on your side. XTY makes me feel alive.
/Mine by a band called So Tired off of their album So Tired. Before that, Sneaks, XTY, Gauche with Surveyed Society, Surveyed, and then Pearly Q at the top with Fire. You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR. Welcome to the show, my special guest, Claire.
Thank you. I washed my hair and I blew my nose.
I hope you washed your hands too after you blew that nose.
I don't remember.
It takes a really bold person, like a really confident person, to blow their nose in public. Are you one of those people?
Yeah.
Really? You'll just blow your nose like reckless abandon in front of strangers or people you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, into a tissue. Yeah, I snot right. all over my clothes at home, but in public I blow into tissue.
I will not blow my nose in front of people.
Why? I'm
just like worried anything could happen that I don't see.
Oh.
I can't see my nose.
I mean, but once it's happened once, you realize like whatever.
What to do.
Everyone snots.
Today is September 23rd.
Yeah.
It is the first day of fall. I'm wearing...
So I thought that the 20th was the last day of summer. What happened?
Okay, some years it's like sometimes it's the 21st, sometimes it's the 22nd. This year it's the 23rd.
Oh, So there wasn't like an actual technical shoulder season. There actually is a 3-day shoulder season.
There's like a gap between summer and fall, and that's mayhem.
You're celebrating with your shirt.
Yeah, I have this. It's a black t-shirt with like autumn leaves all over it. Yeah. And this is the only day of the whole year that I'm like, feel appropriate wearing it.
Okay.
So I almost forgot to dig it out this morning, but I luckily remembered at the last moment. And here I am, first day of fall, in my first day of fall shirt, and I'm feeling good. Let's discuss, not really, but a show this weekend that I think I'm going to go to at the Avant Garden. I want to play some tunes from the bands who are playing. The Plodes, a band from Vancouver, who I think are now located in Victoria. They'll be playing with Bedwetters Anonymous and Megamall. Love them both. Let's hear I Hate Music by The Plodes. I do hate music. Hopefully I don't hate this music. Let's find out.
Again. And I know that it's time to say goodnight.
That's called Two-Faced. It's by Mega Mall from their Demos album. And before that, Bedwetters Anonymous with Heistville from Are You Experiencing Discomfort with The Plodes. I Hate Music at the top. I did not hate that song. That was a good song.
I really like that band name, The Plodes.
It's such a band name.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, good. Yeah. Don't know what it's supposed
are
to
they
be.
Are they imploding or exploding? You don't, they're just ploding.
They're just ploding. Catch all three of those bands this Saturday, September 28th, at the Avant Garden, which is 729 Gore Avenue. Another show right the day after is free and all ages. It's at the Commodore, and it's Nardwuar's celebration of him getting a star. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got an email.
You got an email about this?
Yeah.
Oh, like from Nardwuar? Like,
I think
come
so.
To the show? Yeah, I think yeah. so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's an early, it's like an afternoon show. It starts at 1 p.m. And Nardwuar's band, The Evaporators, will be playing. And then there will be some like Nard's Video Vault stuff and a meet and greet. So if you're like obsessed with Nardwuar, this is the event for you.
Even if you're not obsessed with Nardwuar, I think it's going to be really fun.
I think it'll be super fun. Yeah. Cool. Just wanted to throw that out there in case anybody did not get that email. next up, we finally checked our email.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of emails.
So bad at checking email, but finally checked one. There was one from like August. This person named Lee sent us a recommendation of this band called Cartwheel. And I think for a while I just didn't check them out because the like name didn't interest me. But I finally gave them the spin and I listened and I was like, yeah, like this is good. This is some good tunes. Cartwheel is from Wichita, Kansas.
Ooh,
literally no idea where that is. Somewhere in America, I'm guessing.
Same place Dorothy's from.
Right? Yeah, something like that. I don't really know. I'm going to play their track called Break and Mend, and this is from their album Best Days by Cartwheel on CITR.
I know you've been waiting so long.
You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. That was a new one from Dad Weed, local band, from their album Mighty Always. That was called Ego Death. Before that, Woolworm, which Woolworm and Dad Weed, why are they like the same name, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like the same thing in my head. Anyway, Woolworm, another local band, they have a new album coming out November 8th on Mint Records. I played the first single that they released called Hold the Bow. Yeah, stay tuned for their new album coming out shortly. Before that, Program, a band from Melbourne, with their song Motorbike. And that's everything I just played.
What's a motorbike?
We will answer that next week. I'm gonna have to do some research on that one. Claire, let's continue going through our inbox.
Oh yeah.
ninapanini1234@gmail.com.
Send us emails.
We actually just got an email. Thank you, Caleb, for the email. We will answer it in a couple months' time. We like to let them sit there for a while.
We'll come back to that one in November.
But we got this email from Barry Slav, and this was actually really interesting to me. He was kind of promoing this band called Excess, who are from Belgrade, Serbia. And they're like an old band from the 90s, but their album, oh my God, should I try and pronounce this, Claire?
Yes. Yes.
Or should I get Google Translate to say it?
Yeah.
Aussie. I don't think I'm going to try. I think that's a really bad idea. Let's just see. Is this going to work? So, the album's called Assurance of Eternal Life in English, but they're a Serbian band from way back when, and their album just got reissued on this Toronto label. But Barry Slav was really nice enough to send me this whole long history about the band Excess and the album, and I kind of just want to read parts of it because I find it like pretty interesting because I have like Croatian background in my blood. So this was of interest to me. Okay, so Excess, this album, reissue of the almost forgotten gem of Yugoslav punk. The peculiar story of this record takes us back to the early 1990s, the final days of Yugoslavia just before the breakup and consequent war. It was a time when the punk scene in Belgrade, the country's capital, was booming with excellent bands, numerous fanzines, and emerging independent record labels. Excess was one of the most promising punk groups of this generation about to break out. They drew attention with their mature, clever lyrics, social, political topics, etc., etc. Okay, let me just skip ahead. Okay. So one cassette tape made its way to Croatia, the other side of the national divide, and Yugoslav war. Perhaps by coincidence or due to the interconnectedness of the Yugoslav punk scene, a small underground record label, Three in the Head Records, picked up the material and released it as a cassette. The album was a true underground DIY release. Each cassette was copied individually from the tape that came from Serbia.
Whoa.
In Croatia, everything related to Serbian culture was deemed undesired, censored, and was banned from the public realm. So this record label, Three in the Head, countered the official politics of the day and mainstream culture in a true punk fashion by releasing the band from the other side, or better yet, the enemy side. And despite the lack of promotion, because Serbian music could not get any airplay on radio, couldn't be reviewed in music magazines in Croatia, the album still sold pretty well because it was really good, I guess. And the cassettes became sold out when the original master tape became too worn out to produce more copies.
Wow.
So 25 years later, somebody found this online, tracked down the members, somehow found the master tape, and remastered it and reissued it. Yeah.
That's such a cool story.
That was a lot of words. I'm sorry, that was way too much talking, but I found it really interesting.
History lesson?
I found it really interesting. Okay. Anyway, let's play one of the songs. The song that I picked is called Ti si sve I ništa. And that translates to "You are everything and nothing." Should we take this call, or should we just play? We're gonna play the song, and we're gonna pick up this phone call. We learned our lesson to not pick up calls on air because they could be mean. Okay, here is Excess.
Garaša nije pitanje, nije odgovor, samo poziv. Da izađeš van i svoj prisutno zaustaviš. Al te ljude, ti si sve. Ti si sve. Ti si sve, ti si sve, ti si sve. I ništa.
WrestleMania was the name of that song. I totally forgot I was going to play like the John Cena theme song along with it.
Oh, sad.
WrestleMania. That's from Nice Going, a band from Toronto, from their Cut Your Losses album. Has a really cute like dog with a t-shirt, a dog wearing a t-shirt that says Cut Your Losses on the cover. Pretty cute.
Can nice, confirm. Cute dog.
Nice Going. Nice Going. Nice Going. Before that, I played The World with the song Kill Your Landlord. They're from Olympia. And then we went down to San Francisco and played some New Normal, Don't Want to Go Home, from their album No Love Songs. You are still listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR. And at this very moment, my special guest Claire is going to do a toilet seat cover.
Yeah.
Which bathroom will you be reviewing for us today, okay, Claire?
I'm going to review the 9th floor bathroom at the Central Vancouver Public Library, the Coliseum building downtown. And they recently renovated the top 2 floors. They've got like a rooftop, just to plug quickly, they've got like a rooftop garden and a bunch of cool art now hanging up there and a cool reading room. And the 9th floor bathrooms are so nice. They're like, they don't have any universal bathroom, which is, I think on either floor, which is annoying. But the lighting in there is so good. You like go to the bathroom and then you come out to wash your hands and you're like, oh my God, I'm an angel. Like, it's so nice. And they have marbly countertops. And what else is good about it? The water just feels clean. I don't know. When you get up that high, it's just more pure.
You heard it here first. The water in the bathroom on the 9th floor, mm-hmm, of the Central VPL downtown, yeah, is just more pure.
One thing I'll say, it feels the walls of the stalls are very thin. And
could you hear a lot of?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't feel very private, but
would you poo there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good to
know. Of course.
The cover song for today comes from Colleen Green, a musician from Los Angeles, and she's done a whole album which is just her covering the entire Blink-182 album, Dude Ranch.
Incredible.
Yeah. I never really listened to Blink-182. Did you?
No, maybe briefly after I got into Billy Talent or something.
Right? Yeah. No, it wasn't super like a band that I ever got into, but I think it's kind of awesome to just like cover the whole album of like your favorite, yeah, album. And then in the little like read up thing on it, apparently this she did this like 7 or 8 years ago was when she like first recorded it. And by the time it was pretty much all recorded and done, her computer crashed. And so she lost everything. And then she was too devastated to come back to it like until like very recently.
This is a re-recorded.
This is all. She never found the track. She just redid it like recently. That is and put it all.
Incredible commitment.
Oh, yeah. I think that's awesome. Okay. So let's hear. It's the last track from Colleen Green's Dude Ranch by Blink-182 as played by Colleen Green. It's called I'm Sorry.
Do it once again. happens to our machine, and there's no harm, at least nothing we can see. As for you, not so true, you couldn't choose where this road would lead.
From September 26th to October 11th is the Vancouver International Film Festival. VIFF presents the world's best cinema fused with related talks and events in a unique Films Plus model. Annually, VIFF presents over 320 films and events, plays host to approximately 400 industry professionals from around the globe, and boasts the largest Canadian film program in the world. Tickets are on sale now. Go to VIFF.org or the Van City Theatre box office to purchase yours today. What are you doing on Sunday, September 29th? Come down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building to check out the Study and Go Abroad Fair. It's free, and it's a great opportunity to find out how you can boost your resume by studying abroad, working abroad, or learning a language. Come early at 12 noon to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more information, check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com. This Friday, UBC students, staff, and faculty will be walking out of classrooms and offices in a strike for climate action. The UBC climate strike will rally outside the AMS Nest before moving to the general climate strike at Vancouver City Hall, where it joins in solidarity with thousands of other protesters from across the city. To join in, meet outside the AMS Nest at 11 a.m. on Friday, September 27th. A reminder that this event is taking place in the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Claire and I were just discussing whether we were both going to go to the climate strike.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be there.
I'm going to both.
Claire's going to go to both.
If anyone needs a buddy, I'm going to go to the UBC one and the one downtown.
Claire is ambitious. I think I'm just going to go downtown. But if you are able to, if you're in Vancouver on Friday, you should definitely consider going to the climate strike. Very important. Okay, it's 6:02. It's time to get out of here. Thank you for joining me today, Claire.
Aw, thanks for having me.
Thanks to everybody out there listening. We got like 3 calls today. Thank you so much.
Yeah. It felt like a good community day.
Yeah, it really did. When those rainbow lights light up in the studio, it's like, ah, oh, cool. Join us again next Monday at 5 for more deliberate noise. And stay tuned. Coming up at 7 p.m. is Exploding Head Movies with GAC. Shout out to Caleb for emailing in this song request. Here is Gary's song from SpongeBob SquarePants for you, Caleb, on Deliberate Noise.
Gary, now I know I was wrong. I messed up and now you're gone. Gary, I'm sorry I neglected you. Oh, I never expected you to run away. Meow right now would sound like music to me. Please come home, 'cause I miss you, Gary. Gary, come home. Gary, can't you see I was blind? I'll do anything to change your mind.